Unfortunately, they vary across the country, so it really almost becomes a postcode lottery. And unfortunately, the rates are very high, proportionate to the population in Donegal. Overall, the audiology treatment waiting lists have gone up about 30% in the past 5 years, from 20,000 to just over 26,000. So we're seeing these as quite shocking and really as a result of the dysfunctional system. You know, we're seeing the delays having a huge impact on people's hearing health, and long-term health impacts that really are preventable.
And how important is early intervention with hearing issues?
So, I mean, one of our concerns is undiagnosed hearing loss amongst children, and that can really lead to significant challenges. It can delay their speech and language. They can experience learning difficulties in school. And then they can, as a result, also experience social isolation with their peers in school. Again, you know, looking at older people, we have adults who in the 70s, 80s, 90s even coming to chime for support with their hearing loss, and they're telling us there's delays up to two to even, we have a case of a lady telling us she had a 3 year waiting time for an appointment, for an audiology referral appointment, and this is again really a strong link to early onset dementia for older adults, and you know, and all of the other reduced the impact on their health and their reduced independence, and the impact it can have mentally as well, with social isolation, and it can lead to depression. So there's a lot of long-term impacts that this can have. It really is preventable, and what we're calling for is the department to bring forward as soon as possible the National Hearing Care Plan that they have committed to, and the working group was set up last August. So we're now waiting to hear what the findings are and to bring in the plan as soon as possible.